body scan. So taking a position in your chair that allows you to feel both comfortable and awake, and closing your eyes or gazing softly downward in front of you. Inviting you to really thank yourself for arriving into this practice and taking this time out of your day to be quiet with yourself. Stepping out of clock time to give yourself the gift of your own attention, something to really celebrate. So moving into the body scan, setting an intention to engage the spotlight of attention you'll be directing throughout the body, just directing it to the sensations you're going to notice, and to do so with interest and curiosity. And allowing whatever arises to simply be. No need to change a moment of this time of practice. So noticing your feet on the floor and your bottom or thighs as they make contact with the chair. And just adopting an erect posture of the back without causing tension. And noticing that your body is breathing. Noticing the body is breathing life into you without any effort, without you actually needing to do anything. Spending some moments now just connecting to the sensations of the breath, where you feel them most clearly, whether it's the tip of the nose, the rising falling of chest, or the rising and falling of belly. Taking a few slow breaths in and out. So breathing in, I'm nurtured. And breathing out, I let go and relax. Breathing in, I am nurtured. Breathing out, I let go and relax. And then returning the breath to its normal rhythm. And moving into following the attention as it's focused on different areas of the body. So inviting you to direct the spotlight of attention down the torso and the left leg, and becoming aware of the left foot, and specifically the left toes. So noticing the sensations that you may be able to feel in the left great toe. Moving the attention into the rest of the toes, the nails of the toes, the sensations of the sock touching the toes, warmth, damp. Gently moving the attention to the sole of the foot, the pad, the arch, the heel. Noticing what's present, not having to change it in any way, but getting curious about what the sensations are in the feet. Noticing the top of the foot, the sensations in the skin of the top of the foot. Just expanding your attention to the whole foot now, broadening your focus of attention to the entire left foot. What sensations are present for you right now in this moment, and letting them be exactly as they are. And noticing if the attention is pulling you away from experiencing the sensations of the body. It's not a mistake, it's just what minds do. It's what the attention does. So gently, kindly redirecting it back to the body. And reconnecting now with the left ankle. Noticing the intricate bony structure of that ankle and any sensations that you might be aware of. Moving the attention into the left leg, the calf muscles, the bony shin, noticing whatever sensations are present. And noticing the left knee, both the bony anterior part or front part of the knee and the softer part behind. Just exploring any sensations that are present. Moving the attention up into the left thigh and noticing the heaviness of the large muscles of the thigh. What sensations are present there? Maybe tightness, tingling, or maybe nothing at all. All of it's normal, all of it's interesting. And then broadening the spotlight to include now the whole left leg and the sensations that are present throughout the foot, ankle, lower leg, and thigh. And just breathing with this awareness. Noticing the left thigh bone as it connects with the hip socket. And now moving the attention across the pelvis to the right leg and sending the spotlight of attention down into the right foot and specifically into the right great toe, noticing what is there. Becoming aware of the toes next to the great toe, the contact of the toes with the floor, with the sock or shoe. Noticing the experiences of sensation, heat, heaviness, tingling, whatever is there. And moving attention now to the right sole of the foot. Noticing again the pad, the arches, and the heel. Feeling sensations from inside the foot, pulsing, tingling, just whatever might be present. And then moving attention to the top of the foot and the right ankle. The complex joint of the right ankle. And moving the attention into the right lower leg, the fleshy back part of the lower leg where the calf muscle sits and the rather bony front of the shin. Moving up to the right knee. Circling the knee with your attention and just being aware of what is to be felt right now. And again, noting when the attention wanders. And celebrating this moment of mindfulness and gently, kindly redirecting the attention to the sensations of the right knee. And moving the attention into the right thigh, up into the right hip. Becoming aware of the whole right leg. And noticing whatever sensations arise right now. And allowing them to be without judgment. Moving attention now to the tailbone and the bones of the pelvis and the muscles of the buttocks as they contact the chair. And noticing sensations that are present in the genital area or the areas of elimination. noticing the pelvis as the balance point for sitting. And if you find an area is particularly uncomfortable for you to attend to, notice that. And then gently, kindly direct the attention to the breath for a few seconds and returning to the body scan when you feel ready to do that. Moving the attention into the abdomen, noticing any sensations within, noticing the sensations of the muscles of the abdomen as they breathe, the body expanding and contracting. Noticing any physical sensations of movement in the belly. And then moving the spotlight into the lower back. Noticing sensations that are there, tingling, discomfort, perhaps nothing. And whatever you contact, inviting you to do so without judgment. So moving from the lower back to the mid back at the waist, and again noticing the sensations from within the back and without. Moving up over the rib cage, sensing the opening of the rib cage with each in-breath and how it contracts or releases with the out-breath. And as the attention wanders, simply redirecting the attention back to the area of the body being focused on, being willing to start over again and again. And if you feel sleepy, inviting you to simply open your eyes for a period, gazing softly downward and rejoining the area of the body we're focusing on. Very natural to relax, quite natural to fall asleep at times. And noticing the muscles again of the rib cage as they open and close with each breath. And then noticing and drawing the attention into the depths of the chest area and being aware of the heart and lungs that are cradled and held in safety by the bony rib cage. What sensations might you be aware of here? And as best you can, acknowledging them and letting them be. Moving the focus of attention into the shoulders, the shoulder blades, the back of the neck, and the whole length of the spine as the breath breathes through these areas. Noticing what is pleasant, what is unpleasant, or where there are no sensations. Observing and allowing as best you can. Then returning to the shoulders and directing the spotlight down the left arm into the left hand, stopping at the tips of the fingers, noticing where the hand rests on the leg, noticing the feelings of each fingertip, the points of connection between the fingers, and moving the attention into the palm and noticing sensations inside the hand, vibrations, pulsing, tingling, or perhaps nothing. And moving attention to the back of the left hand and into the wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, and across the shoulders. And directing that spotlight of attention down into the right hand. So you're noticing the fingers, sensations of the fingertips. Noticing the point of contact between the hands and your thighs. Noticing the sensations within the palm of the hand. Any tingling or pulsing that might be present. Noticing the sensations on the back of the hand, the wrist, your lower arm, and your upper arm. right up into the neck at this point. Noticing any sensations in the throat area. Noticing any sensations in the neck at the back. Now moving up to the jaw and chin. Noticing what sensations are present. Noticing the sensations of the tongue in the palate. Moving from the jaw to the sides of the head and the ears. Noticing the ability to hear at this very moment. Moving up into the crown of the head. Noticing sensations felt at the scalp. What's present right here, right now? And moving the attention into the forehead and the muscles around the eyes. The bridge of the nose. The sensations of the lips and the sensations in the mouth. Now being invited to expand the focus of awareness, taking in a full panoramic view of the entire body. So the front, back, and sides of the body, from the soles of the feet, up into the fingertips, up into the crown of the head. Noticing movements, sensations of circulation or digestion. Some being very obvious and some being more subtle. So noticing the aliveness of sensation that is present in the body at all times. And learning the language of physical sensations. Knowing they are there to support the present moment. And knowing the present moment whenever you take the time and opportunity to do that. So noticing the breath again as it breathes in and out of the entire body. This body, this moment, this aliveness, this presence.